This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Oh, I am returned from my annual fall hunt and gather, chasing white-tailed deer around the steep rocky slopes of the Galiuro Mountains. You know, so it goes like this. I email, I text, I call my hunt and gathering partner, John, and we meet out in the mountains near the base of the Galiuro Escarpment. Very sweet. John of Oracle. Yeah, John of John and Janelle of Oracle. That John. He comes from Oracle. I come from the banks of the Ohalote, and we meet at what we call deer camp. We were in pursuit of the coos, white-tailed deer. Coos is spelled C-O-U-E-S. It's in honor of a naturalist named Elliot Coos. I was reading that actually the family pronounced it cows, but anyway, you know, it's Americans, we just changed the name, coos. It's a subspecies of white-tailed deer. So it goes like this, Otocoleus virginianus, coos eye. And in Arizona, you find them in central and southeastern Arizona. And of course, they know nothing about borders. And these small, beautiful rascals can be found in the rough and steep hills of Sonora, Chihuahua, and further south. You run into whitetails usually between 4,000 feet and 7,000 feet, but, you know, there are no rules. And what's really cool is that there are places where mule deer and whitetail overlap. Mule deer are huge compared to our coos whitetail. Oh, those Galiuro Mountains, they've got home to bighorn sheep, black bear, mountain lions, quadramundi, name a favorite animal, it's going to be up in there. And cool plants and animals abound in magical canyons. Not only are slopes loose rock, but many are covered in thousands and thousands of shindaggers, the agave shatii. So hiking and trekking can be treacherous. Oh, yeah. One early morning, I was working up a slope. You know, summer rains had brought on knee-high grasses that hide your next step. There are so many off-balance, wobbly moments, what with your day pack, your binoculars, and your rifle, all on your shoulder and shifting, right? I noticed after one teetering step, my feet were in the third position. Whoa, you know, near the valley position. Third position is very comfortable for me. It's not bad. It's very stable. Right foot perpendicular to the left foot. Very stable. But when I landed in the fifth position, that is tough. Meanwhile, arms are flailing for balance, free form, and so I threw in some jazz hands. That's right, jazz hands, combining a couple of dance forms. Oh, yeah. Interpretive dance by a camouflaged gangly dude on a steep slope. Well, when I wasn't dancing, I saw many cool plants. Let me pick one. Aloysia Wrightii, Wright's bee brush, 3 to 4 foot tall, delicately branched shrubs. In seed when I was there, but beautiful, tiny white flowers prior to me getting there on spikes at the end of those branches. Small leaves that, when crushed, smell glorious. I thought lavender-like, but when comparing observations and notes back at deer camp with John, he thought lemon. Yeah. I can smell lemon in there. One of its common names is oreganillo, indicating that some thought its smell or flavor is oregano-like. And it can definitely be used as a potter, but don't mix it up with the excellent herb Mexican oregano. That is Lipia graveolens, and that wonderful herb you'll find packaged in the Mexican herb section of your favorite grocery store like Food City. Oh, yeah. Lipia graveolens is found in habitat. It's native to New Mexico, West Texas, and, of course, southward, but not in Arizona. So Aloysia is in the vervain family. That's verbena. Aloysia in honor of Maria Luisa, Princess of Parma, wife of King Carlos IV of Spain. And the specific epithet is after Charles Wright, a cool plant collector in the Southwest in the 1800s. Aloysia is found all over Arizona. The name bee brush refers to bees liking it and producing excellent honey. It's browsed by deer, bighorns, yeah. And it can be used as a pot herb, just like I said. Oh, I gathered seed. I did. A big bag of Aloysia Wrightii seed. And I'm just thinking, I'm going to be growing and selling some Aloysia Wrightii next year. So I can remind people, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.